in my head. When will life come easy? All my doubts laid to rest. I tried to follow a straight and narrow path, but it just can't stop fighting.
Let me tell you what your dose of new music was for today. We started that set off with Lisa LeBlanc doing, oh, he screwed this up. Let's see. It says on your playlist that this is a Chiac Disco is the name of the song. That's the name of the CD. The song we played was Ensemble Que C'est Facile. After that, we had the Vakili Band doing Sharp Devil off of Walking Sideways. And now playing softly in the background is Spelling doing Emperor off of The Turning Wheel. Zombo, are you prepared to start early today? I never let this happen. I always go over. I never go under. Okay. Let me tell you, though, before I leave, that you are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, and thanks for listening. We won't be here next week, but we will be here the week after. And let's see, I'll even tell you what we're doing, so, you know, you won't be surprised at what are we doing? I'm going to run over, Zombo. I've gone from being under to running over. This is terrible. We need discipline here. What are we doing? Oh, the long delayed fish show is going to be on. It's going to be on May 20. No, fish with an F. Songs about fish.
My
fish.
Yeah.
Country Joe and the Fish. Yeah, but mostly it's going to be in the lyrics, not in the band name. Yeah, and I hear you're doing something special on the 20th also.
A Zombo-thon!
6 hours. I'm going to introduce a Zombo-thon. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm looking forward to the 20th. It's going to be a good day. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. Here's Zombo himself.
jockey man. He plays them old and he plays them new. He'll play most anything for you. He's a real cool disc jockey man. Now listen in any time you can. Hear him yak to his music band. Get your kicks when he talks that jive. Really sends you man alive. Love that guy, can't get enough. I'm sure gone on the crazy stuff. He's a real cool disc jockey man.
bushels are in disagreement with the hills.
Yeah, yeah. Greetings, cretins. Zombo right here in your brain already, in your brain in the rain. Just, we're going to have like a cat in the hat kind of thing. You know, everybody's inside. They don't want to go outside and play or do anything. So I'm going to wreak havoc. And before you know it, I'll have thing one and thing two out. That's right. Both thing one and thing two. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. So, Kimmy Joe will not be here next week, but I will be here next week, hopefully. And then May 20th, Friday, from 10 o'clock, that's right, till 4 p.m., Zombo. I asked for a Zombo Marathon, another Zombathon. They didn't really get back with me, but I'm still going to do it. And, if you know, there's just nothing on this station till 4 o'clock. So I might as well do a Zombo. You know, if I have more oomph, I'd go along today, too. But, you know, I think it's going to be nice doing it the 20th, around my birthday. I will not be playing 6 hours of the fall. So don't think that. Because usually around my birthday, I play the fall. And that was the fall I just played. Doing L.A., the live version. From the new Monochrome Set album, Really in the Wrong Town. There's some nice tunes on the new Monochrome Set record. And, yeah, you probably guessed it. It's rainy all weekend. So we did cancel the Polka Maniacs. Playing at the Roundabout Beer Garden Saturday night. So when that's not happening. But, wow, Friday the 13th, next Friday, it's going to be the debut of Mike Urich and the Modelaires band. His grandfather was in the 1940s. There's like 11 guys in this band. And the Polka Maniacs. It's going to be both the bands. It's a huge king-size show. Like each band has like a 10 guys in them. And it's going to be at the Green Beacon Gallery in Greensburg. And it's all ages show. And it's pay whatever you want. It's really going to be a fun thing. So it's at this really neat gallery in Greensburg. And that is, it's called the King Size Show. And it's two of the largest bands. Two of the biggest bands in the Pittsburgh. And all right, got that promo out of the way. But wow, it was fun listening to yesterday's show from 13 years ago. If you haven't been listening to the Deep Archives, it's a fun thing to do. The Deep Archives is my encore show. And boy, do I mean encore. Playing shows from 13 years ago. And that's always fun to listen to that. I kind of never lost my vinegar, you know? It's got still nice and vinegary. And that's so true. And so that's 2 to 5 on Thursdays. I did ask for that to go through the next schedule. I don't know if they're going to give me that or not. But boy, is that fun. That's fun. So as long as I go, I'll always be 13 years behind. So that's kind of fun. And speaking from a long time ago, there's a record I had a long time ago. It's called Sub Pop 2000 or Sub Pop. It was one of these Sub Pop things. And it had tracks on it that you couldn't find anywhere else. And I really like this Terry Lee Hall track. That's one thing I really love about the music. It always comes back at you. It always comes back at you. You never, unless you're just, you know, pretty stagnant and you like one thing and you listen to that one thing and all you do is listen to that one thing and thing two. But rediscovering old records and realizing why you liked them in the first place is pretty neat. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm going to get into Terry Lee Hall tune, Dead is Dead. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain in the rain. At least it's a little moist in the studio, but at least it's not raining. All right, Dead is Dead, Terry Lee Hale and WRCT. What a great tune this is. We'll be right back.
forecasting, chrome and plastic, tyrants breathing alloy of slavery, planet hunger versions of Jackie O. Sherry, Sherry, baby, won't you come out tonight? And the stars whisper like old blood at the edges of the body of night. She stood with one hand on the phone for 4 hours, poised as only a few seconds had passed. I watched her through the crack between the shade and the sill. She waited for a forecast in human trembling, together with other important women. Come, come, come out tonight! The world suffers for her. The clock hurries like a terrified animal and stops dribbling saliva. She has eaten chicken pie and bubble gum. For a month, the Luftwaffe lived on raisins. Same with the French after the war. Jackie O received fresh oranges from John Kennedy. Silly girl! She cannot put down a telephone receiver. She is waiting to receive my body of work. She wants to take it in her ear. A mottled flush builds under her cheeks. She eats Christmas candy while she waits. The telephone rings and rings. I am not at home. I am with Jackie O. We are eating oranges from the president. We are alone on the roof of a Park Avenue penthouse. Picture of Marilyn Monroe in my back pocket, molded by heat and sweat to the shape of my buttocks. You are gripping the phone, smiling, eating candy, crying. I am with the important women now. I am secretly an important man. Hang up the phone. I can't dance with you anymore. Go to your freezer and get a popsicle. Go to your TV. Turn on your TV. You will see me and Jackie O. She will be taking it in the ear, my body of work, in the planetarium. You will receive a forecast. I will always be more important than you. You will never be important enough. You will never be on the whip hand end of slavery. Never be the one to wield hunger against humanity. Heaven will never be an extension of your body. Your body will always belong to someone else. The picture of Marilyn Monroe flutters across the roof, steaming. Shaped like me. Shaped like my ass. The sky is filled with oranges during the war. We eat them. The president is alone in a room. He is unimportant. As we eat his oranges, the sky grows blacker. The moon ripens and turns red. It rots and is swallowed by the darkness. You are still by the phone. It is ringing and ringing dead. Sherry, Sherry, baby, won't you come out tonight? It is completely dark. The earth freezes. You put down the receiver and go to the window. Come, come, come out tonight.
Love me some Kaisers. Kaisers doing the Mighty Adam, and that is a really nice homage to Joe Meek. That sounds like one of those old Joe Meek 1960s instrumentals. Very nice by the Kaisers. And yeah, I scared you a little bit with Stephen Jesse Bernstein. What an intense dude that guy was, you know? Up until the day he committed Harry Carey, no fooling, from Pacific Northwest. Prison, his album Prison, is one of the most gripping spoken word albums I've ever heard. I can't play a lot of it on the air for various reasons, but Steve Fisk did the music to it. So it's really, what he did is after he died, he had all these tapes of all these like vocal things like this. And he like put these really great found sounds and music behind them. Really nice. Terry Lee Hale, also from Pacific Northwest, all that stuff out of Sub Pop. So there, I got a little Sub Pop thing going on here. How are you guys? You all right? Woo. Yep. Welcome to Pittsburgh summer. Well, this is like, what is it? What are we on now? Fourth fall? I think we're on fourth fall. This is the fourth fall, right? It's just, I just want some nice weather. You get that one nice day. It's like, yeah. You know what? I'm just going to goof off and have a nice lazy day because there's a lot of these beautiful days ahead. And then there's a whole streak. But next week is going to be nice, I got to say. Next week, the weather's going to be beautiful. So there you go. If you're listening to this broadcast, you know, 13 years from now, you'll know we had a rainy day today on, what is today? May the 6th, 2022. Yeah. It's funny. I just been kind of hanging out and watching old Night Flights. If you guys ever remember Night Flight, that was really a pretty seminal thing to watch when in the 80s and 90s, before like any of the internets and before you got, and I learned all about like Devo and The Residents and David Lynch and then, but it's fun to watch it now. So what I do this little game called like the Night Flight thing. So they'll have like a comedian on there. What the heck was this guy's name? Mason Taylor. I'm like, oh, he's a ventriloquist. And I go on the internets now, and the dude's still doing it. You know, it's really fun. Then there's like one guy did this little film, put his name in Wikipedia. Guy's still doing stuff. It really was fun to see like when these people were just starting out, getting their first thing, and that the you know, that they're number one, they're still alive. And number two is just, there's a little bit of sadness that comes with nostalgia. And I can't quite put my toe bone on it. You know, when you watch something, it's like, you know, that was really neat. Maybe like, I don't know, brings back memories of like maybe hanging out late at night and having a, you know, pizza and with your friends or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, it's almost like a learning experience, like a cultural learning. That's a good way to put it. It's almost like a cultural learning experience. And I looked at it, I look at things like that more than entertainment. You know, it's more than entertainment. There was a lot of like cutting. And the sad thing is now, I want to see if I can find this one thing. There was a music video on there by this guy named Tony Powers. And it was called This Is a Heist. I see if I can find it. And it was kind of like a, if you remember the band Was Not Was, there was that little segment in New Wave where there was a lot of talk and stuff. And it was like almost theatrical that they were doing. And this guy did this music video, and albeit when you see music videos from the 80s and the 90s, they look dated. But this one, I was surprised, was really well done. It was done like a short little movie, and I found out later, you know, it won all these awards for being this, because it was really good. It had really good, just a real fun. It was. I'll see if I can find it, but it's a goofy song. But and if anybody's got a goofy song, it's this guy right here. So that's the nice thing about when you go back and you when did I first see this? You know, how has this changed my life in any way? And you know, television to me has always been like a learning tool. You know, finding out about stuff. Not so much even just for entertainment, but it is that the cultural. Even though it's a lot of pop culture. It's really neat learning about underground. It was really nice learning about underground stuff. Night Flight was a show that was on from like 1980, like 5 or 86, up until the 90s. And the best thing is the guy who put this out left all the commercials in. So it's like 1-900, call, and we'll give you the numbers of these beautiful girls. Or 1-900, astrological, and learn about the future. I'd love to call those. Maybe I should do that. And you see what happens, you know. I'm calling from the future. 1-900-something-or-other from the future. It's really neat. And then, Columbia House, they actually had, people actually did this. You know, they actually, when CDs first were coming out, it was like, now you can get 3 compact discs, a $65 value for only $10. And all you need to do is buy, you know, a CD a month or a CD every month from the Columbia House. Wonder what those guys are doing now. All I know is I hope that luckily they gave up on me and my brother. We joined in so many names. It was unbelievable. I mean, we put the dog joined the Columbia Record House Club and Columbia House, yeah, and everybody in the whole family, you know, joined Columbia House, whether they knew it or not. And we never bought anything from those jokers, but boy, they were always willing to send us like eight cassettes for a penny, you know, big dummies. That's why they got out of business, even though, you know, I spent way too much money on other stuff. All right, let's get back into some music. This is a wonderful band from England called MFC Chicken. And this guy's voice is astounding. It's like one of these people that, like a transplant from another time. Just check this out in your brain. This is called White Leather Boots. You know, I am like such a creature of habit here. I am going to play that video for you now. The neat thing is about the backstory on a lot of this video is that I guess this Tony Powers dude, he wrote a bunch of like songs for like a bunch of different people. But I have to remember exactly what he did, right? But he wrote like some like pretty big pop tunes. But the interesting thing is on this video, he called in all his buddies. And this was like 1989, I think there's a date on this one. It is, holy crap, 1983. And he is still doing stuff now. And I don't know, something about this just really got me. And it was one of these things where it was just a fun video to watch. But he brought in his buddies to help him out. And at that time, his buddies were like John Goodman and Treat Williams and all these guys that were just like, you know, struggling actors. And he actually brought them in for his music video. And that's a fun little tune. So this is called Don't Nobody Move. This is a heist from 1983, Tony Powers. I saw this on Night Flight. I don't remember ever seeing it before. But it's one of these things that was just, I don't know. It still was fun. So let's dig into it in your brain.
station being booked for garlic press. In the corner was a cripple and was kicking him to death. From a cell somewhere I heard this woman scream, "You hating me?" On a wall there was this poster, "Holy Name Society." I was in his cop room, cause I had a fight with my own wife. Lord, all it was so thick he could cut it with a knife. While his landlord made a payoff so they decontrolled his slum. His honor told some powder reckon, "In my car you don't shoot gum." Don't nobody move.
Don't nobody move.
Yes, there's a heist. Well, she was standing on the corner when this dude asked her the price. She said, "Me." He said, "Take it, honey. Buy yourself something nice, you know what I mean?" Soon as he got off and while she still was squatting on her heels, he produced a pair of handcuffs and a very shiny shield. They was towing me away, cause I don't have diplomat plates. While this diplomat I know smuggles H into the States. I said, "Let me have the ticket and the car, save me a trip." So they hauled me in for giving them some unauthorized lip. Don't nobody move.
Don't nobody move.
Yes, there's a heist. Just in case of sneak attack. When his television quiz show called to ask for our back, I sat him underneath my dresser. And they're pounding on my door. The audience went wild and the MC said, "Would you like to try for more?" "Yes! Yes, I would!"
Thank you.
So that's what, that was a bit of fun. That was Tony Powers from 1983, a video that I just really got a kick out of, that I saw on Night Flight. I'm just watching old Night Flights. And it's really neat because Peter Rieger, who is in Animal House, has a little spot in there. And so does John Goodman. And was Treat Williams. So it's kind of, it really holds up well. Speaking, and it kind of got me off on a tangent, heading down a rabbit hole. I'm looking right now down into like that noisy, jazzy, New York, gritty, half-sung, half-spoken, beatnik, garbage, new wave stuff that I love so well. Similar to that, a tune came out. I've probably never played this before, but I always loved this tune. It was from Was Not Was. And needless to say, the party broke up. Another one of these like crazed beatnik things. New wavy.
Needless to say, the party broke up. Came in from Peoria wearing silk sunglasses. His girlfriend Gloria wore metal shoes that emitted poison gases from the heel. One drink of that stuff and zam, the walls became floors, became ceilings, became doors. The singer kept singing,
"Feel it."
That's right when I snapped. Needless to say, the party broke up.
Oh man, that is some fun old stuff. It is some fun old stuff. That was not was with the party broke up. And let's see if I can get this rocking too. So that brings me to see if I can get this to a band I really like called Lars Vegas, and their tune, which I really dig, 90 miles an hour. Another one of these like spoken word, offbeat, jazzy, new wave things. There we go. What the heck? Oh, I know what's going on. Son of a gun. All right, we got to get this done right. So here's the thing. Right there, right there, right there, right there, right there. Now we can do Las Vegas, 90 miles an hour in the rain.
90 miles an hour in the rain. Your motorbike hits the back of a school bus. How come everybody's acting so crazy? It's your motorbike that's broken in twain. No bike, no license, no sympathy, no nothing. That's what you get. That's what you get. Sitting at the end of a bar. Haven't moved in 1/2 of an hour. Could have been a movie star. Instead you're washing dishes for $1.23 an hour. No hugs, no kisses, no nothing. That's what you get. That's what you get. Water and counting the fishes, wishing that you had a pole, catch you some breakfast, or maybe some dinner. No pole, no fishes, no breakfast, no dinner, no nothing. That's what you get. That's what you get. Stand on the edge of time. Nothing. That's what you get. That's what you get.
There we go. It's all evened out now. I know there's been a little bit of volume discrepancy. But all I gotta say is I was playing stuff off YouTube because it is nowhere to be found anywhere else. You gotta love them YouTubes. I found that Tony Powers, This Is a Heist on there, which is just so much fun. And then I also found that Was Not Was, needless to say, the party broke up. Stuff that is nowhere in my arsenal, nowhere in the library. So the kind of like that New York sarcastic, jazzy beat thing. Well, let's go over to the West Coast for just a smidgen. And I always liked how sarcastic this band was. Kind of like the other side of the coast's beat new wave stuff. And twisted stuff. Call of the Wild, Wall of Voodoo, Zombo in Your Brain.
Es el amor y quema su calor cuando te besé con su ardor yo me quemé yo sentí que sus llamas me abrazaban con intenso ardor y me devoraban Dejaron los dos fuego de amor sentí que sus llamas me abrazaban con intenso ardor y me devoraban. Fue para los dos fuego de amor, fuego de amor. Qué dulce es el besar cuando se sabe amar. Al darte mi corazón, el fuego se avivó. Yo sentí que sus llamas me abrazaban con intenso ardor y me devoraban. Fue para los dos fuego de amor, fuego de amor. Yo sentí que sus llamas me abrazaban con intenso ardor y me devoraban. Fue para los dos fuego de amor, fuego de amor.
There you go, Jose Cash for you. Ring of Fuego. There we go, Johnny Cash in Spanish. Before that, we heard Walla Voodoo, Call of the West, Zombor here. I'm going to do one more song in this little set, kind of like, almost like, and this is like the British version of kind of like that beat down, noisy, new wave stuff. Very nice for a gray day. Dumbwaiters, Psychedelic Furs.
London's coming round, she's coming with a song. Give me all your
Oh, there you go with that. Yeah, there you go with that right there. That was Psychedelic Furs with Dumb Waiters. Listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And let's shift gears. You know, we did a lot of, like, darker beat stuff. Now let's kind of cheer things up a bit. You know, it's a bit gloomy out there. We did some gloomy music. Now let's perk things up a bit. Shonen Knife, before they got to be, like, really more hard-edged, they were really cute and fun. And this is one of their older songs, One Day at the Factory, Shonen Knife, Zombo in Your Brain, 1 hour down, man. And then don't forget, you forgot.
So very funny that my, oh my, oh, why can I please you? you look at me and you say, go away. Can't you see our love is broken up? And when I see those eyes, I don't lie. I sit here a-shaking like a jelly in the making, my oh my. For your love I've been a-yearning, my oh my. Will you ever be returning, my oh my? In my heart you left it burning, so my oh my. I till I die, I love you.